From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States partial travel ban goes into effect Thursday night, requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. The guidance comes days after the U.S. Supreme Court partially reinstated the travel ban ordered by President Trump that had been held up by lower courts on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. Chinese President Xi Jinping began a three-day visit to Hong Kong on Thursday, marking 20 years since the city returned to Chinese rule after being a British colony. The trip will culminate with Xi overseeing the inauguration ceremony for Carrie Lam, who is due to be sworn in Saturday as Hong Kong's first female leader. Xi said Thursday China wants to look to the future and ensure the stable development of one country, two systems. Australian police are charging a top Vatican official with historic sexual offenses. Authorities did not give details of the allegations against Cardinal George Pell, beyond saying there are multiple complaints linked to the charges. Cardinal Pell says he has been granted a leave of absence by Pope Francis to address the situation.
News of these charges strengthens my resolve. And court proceedings now offer me an opportunity to clear my name and then return here back to Rome to work.
Pearl, who serves as the chief financial advisor to Pope Francis, was ordered to appear in a Melbourne court on July 18th for a hearing. Pearl is the highest-ranking Catholic official to face charges of sexual abuse. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq said